Robinhood Radio now presents Shaw and Tell, local and regional commentary with Shaw Isaacson, journalist, editor, photographer, and reporter originally from Baltimore, Maryland. Shaw is the former editor of the Winsted Journal and former reporter for the Lakeville Journal. Shaw was the winner of the 2015 New England Better Newspaper Competition in editorial writing.
Founded in 2003, Northwest Arts Council, which is located in Torrington, is a nonprofit organization that connects arts, culture, and community within the 25 towns it serves. The organization helps to promote both culture and economic development. In this episode of Shaw and Tell, we speak to organization manager Steph Burr about the council and what it's like being an artist living in the northwest corner of Connecticut.
We're here today with Steph Burr, the manager of membership and outreach at the Northwest Arts Council. And how long have you been doing this for again here at the Arts Council?
I've been with the Arts Council for about a year and a half now.
So tell me a little bit about yourself. You're an artist yourself working at the Arts Council. How long have you been an artist for?
I've been an artist all my life, but more professionally, you know, starting to develop my career after college and into the future, hopefully.
You're a painter?
I am a painter, yep. I have had some success. I'm represented by a gallery in New York City in the Bronx. And I moved to Torrington about 5 years ago. And I'm realizing that there's a lot of artists that live here. A lot of really, really great artists. But I couldn't really find a sense of community. And then I started to get involved with Five Points. And I learned about the Arts Council. And there's a lot of resources here, and I was very fortunate to get hired to work at the Northwest Connecticut Arts Council.
What towns does the Arts Council cover?
We cover 25 towns in Wow. Northwest Connecticut, all the way from down in New Milford, Bethlehem, Thomaston, all the way up to Barkhamsted, and then everything else encompassing that all the way up to the corner.
Gotcha. So what is the mission of the council itself?
Oh, that's a good question. We actually just wrote a new mission, which I don't have memorized yet. But we have changed our focus a little bit. The new mission is to really focus on promoting art as a way of economic development in the region, and also recognizing that art is an important aspect in the mental health of our region and the quality of life.
Well, let's take each one, you know, one by one, each part of that mission statement. Economic development. How is art important right now, the economic development? Because I am seeing galleries pop up all over the place, but do you think it's just a fad, or do you think it should be something that's permanent?
I definitely think it's something that should be permanent. Arts are proven to have a 7-to-1 return on investment. So for every dollar you put into the arts in a region, you get a $7 return into the local economy. It's kind of a no-brainer. An interesting thing just happened on the state level. The Department of Tourism, they're now partnering with the art industry. So it's become the... They formed a committee on arts and culture and tourism. So tourism and arts are really starting to work together at the state level. And we don't really have an official tourism branch of the regional government. So we're trying to really kind of take on that role as well and help promote tourism to the region.
I've been hearing they've cut back on funds, the state, for tourism as such.
I'm not sure exactly. I haven't seen the budget personally.
Gotcha. So let's go back to mental health.
Yeah.
Why is art important for mental health in this region?
Well, personally, I've been using art as a tool for my own mental health since my mom died. I was 13 years old. So that's the biggest part of our mission that speaks to me, because a lot of artists have struggle with mental health issues, and that's part of how they deal with it is through their artwork. So not only focusing on mental health as a way for people to heal themselves, but it's also a way for people to have a better quality of life. You know, a lot of young people in the area mention that there's nothing to do here. It's so boring. And what they want are arts-related activities that they can do.
You support a lot of art events as well as artists with your calendar, as well as your website. Want to talk about both of those?
Sure. Our calendar, it goes out to over 10,000 copies of the Republican American every month. It's a monthly events calendar, and it also gets mailed out to our donors and members. We have usually over 100 events listed for the month around the region, and it's a really great resource. You can hang it up like a poster on your wall and see what's going on that night if you want to go out and have a night of art, or during the day. There's a lot going on in the region. There really is.
And I heard you've also got the website going and also supporting the arts and artists around the region.
Yep. So everything's on the website too. There's actually a lot more events listed on our website. It's an active online community. So pretty much almost every day you can go on and find a couple things that are going on in the region.
How would you describe the artists in this area, the Northwest Corner?
Abundant.
Say? Abundant.
Definitely. There are a lot of very, very talented artists in this region. And that's our job, is to tell people about these artists and how many. I mean, not only just visual artists, but musicians. There's a lot of amazing theater groups in the area. You know, everything you can think of, we have it here.
So there might be a few listeners out there saying, oh, artists, they're so foo-foo, and I really don't care about art and artists. What would you say to, like, really harsh critics out there? And there are a lot of them out there.
Well, I think people don't understand how integrated art really is into every aspect of our lives. You know, almost everyone goes home at the end of the day and turns on the TV and watches their shows. That's art. Like, filmmaking, production, video, television, that's part of art. You know, the products that you buy at the supermarket, the packaging is art. It's all around us. It's everywhere. And it's, you know, even if you don't like paintings or theater or music, you're still a consumer of art every day.
So what would you like to say to the artists who are probably listening out there? I know some of them might be struggling, thinking about, you know what, nobody's interested in my work. I'm just going to go and quit. What would you like to say to artists out there?
Well, don't quit, because I face that too. You know, sometimes I just get sick of my own work and feel like no one's watching, or no one can relate to it. But there are so many people around here that love art. Like, we are really an art-loving region. We're trying to build the infrastructure to make it more apparent, to make more of a community surrounding artists. I would love to see places where, you know, people just come together and make art together. So to the artists out there, we're working hard to give you a venue to have your voice heard, and keep making it, because there's a lot of people here that appreciate it.
Gotcha. Is there anything else you'd like to say about the Arts Council?
I would like to say that we are in the middle of our spring appeal right now. We are a nonprofit organization, and we do really rely on donations to keep it going. So we're participating in Give Local, which is on April 23rd and 24th. It's an online giving day. It's really fun because you can go on and you can give to a bunch of different nonprofits at once. You know, I am young, kind of starting out in my career, but I go on and I'll give $10 to all my favorite organizations. I give $10 to Five Points, Primetime House, The Warner, you know, McCall, different foundations around that mean a lot to me. And it's a really good opportunity to not give a lot, but just give whatever you can.
Very good. And what's the website's address?
It is givelocalccf.org, mm-hmm. And that's happening April 23rd and 24th. Can I do a plug for a couple more things we have coming up?
Sure.
We're really excited to be doing Make Music Day again this year. It's a whole region-wide celebration of free music performances. So venues and musicians sign up, and you can go to the performances all day. There's a list online on the website, which is makemusicday.org/NWCT. And it's on June 21st. It's the summer solstice, and there are free music performances all over the region. It's a Friday, so it's going to be a lot of fun. I really recommend taking the day to hear some nice live music around the region.
Very good. And what's the website for the Northwest Arts Council?
Our website is artsnwct.org.
Very good. Is there anything else you'd like to tell our listeners out there, Radio Land?
I guess I'd just like to say keep up the amazing work, and thanks for being such a creative and wonderful community to live in. I love living here, and I think we have a strong, really fun future ahead of us in this region.
Steph Burr from the Northwest Arts Council, appreciate your time. Thank you very much. And I'd like to thank all the listeners out there for listening to another episode of Shaw and Tell. This is your host, Shaw Israel Isaacson. Appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
All opinions on Shaw and Tell are those of the host, Shaw Isaacson, produced with assistance and cooperation from Robin Hood Radio.